Let's start this week on Saturday night, where Rachel and I attended the 2022 Australian Commercial Radio Awards. How'd it go down?
The winner is...
Not me. Well, not me for this year. However, I should have got myself an Acra for the way I handled myself under pressure when I got Rachel's zip to her dress stuck only moments before the ball.
Months and months and months worth of work in the lead up to this night. We're 10 minutes away from being there. We're going to spend the night in the hotel room.
Oh!
I was being called all sorts of things. And finally, I stopped. Just for a moment, I said, let me concentrate a little bit. I was like MacGyver at this stage, working on this one zip that was stuck halfway up. And the moment that I managed to jag it free was possibly one of the greatest moments that of my life. Now, people who were going past our hotel room at that point might have thought we were doing something else at that time as I screamed, yes! 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 But no, it wasn't from sexual activity. It was from being able to do that dress up. I flew a little bit higher that night, my friends.
And escaped with my life, just quietly.
Tools are down for our blockheads and the big auctions are on Sunday. We caught up with Oz and I asked him the question, are you worried that you're not going to get anything, like absolutely none after all this work? Because it could happen.
I'm a big boy, so nothing scares me, man. But we built ourselves, to be honest. It is what it is, you know?
Yeah.
God is best of planners. Whatever comes our way. It is what it is. What's meant to be destined to us is going to hit us no matter what. So, as we're big believers, knowing that, you know, if things come our way, we'll accept it like men and just move on. But, of course, it's nerve-wracking. We all want to make money. I hope everybody makes money.
Mamma mia, here I go again. Mama,
there's a whole bunch of talented people doing really talented things at the Shoalhaven Entertainment Centre tonight, tomorrow night and on Sunday night with the Albatross Musical Theatre Company's production of Mamma Mia. We caught up with the actress who plays Donna, Beck Jarvis, right, of Century Point.
Oh, we really are. I think we are all absolutely floored by the response. We knew that Mamma Mia is a very popular musical. It's very fun. We had an idea that audiences would be up out of their seats and enjoying it, but every single show has been almost sold out. Everyone's been up out of their seats dancing. We are just over the moon. It's been so much fun.
16-year-old Formula Ford racer Imogen Bradburn had a few issues on the weekend where her throttle was stuck as she raced around at 220 k's per hour. I would have crapped myself, but how did she handle it?
Never been in that situation, so having to always use the clutch when we don't have to. That was a whole different story as well, trying to clutch brake and accelerate at the same time. I guess you could say I learned how to heel and toe pretty quickly.
We did the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
It was a for Halloween, my boys and I went and did the garden walk in Warragee, and it was fantastic. Oh, it's all the kids, it was great. Claudie went as Ghostface from Scary Movie, and Daniel went as Pennywise. Yeah, you know the scary clown that was in the drain? You know that one?
Hiya, Georgie. What a nice boat.
What a nice boat.
Do you want it back?
Because the boat went down in the drain and the kid went... Anyway, Daniel went as Pennywise and he was the cutest Dan Pennywise you're ever likely to see. A gorgeous killer clown. As we were walking, Daniel went, oh, Dan! I'm like, what is it, mate? Because he saw a drain. And he looked at me and said, can you put me in there? Come on, Dad, can you put me in there?
Oh.
I'm not going to put you in the drain.
That's the week that was on the 2ST Breakfast Show.